When there is a lot of pain in the body, it is difficult to maintain, quote, right effort, unquote. Yet sometimes, through patient endurance, the pain lessens or dissipates. Could you speak about right effort and the connection between right effort and samadhi? Well, I think it's good to refresh our memory as to what right effort actually is. Because when we conceive of right effort, often we use the word effort, and of course, effort is about doing, struggling, getting out there and energetically being assiduous and diligent, and which is good sometimes. But the way the Buddha defines right effort is that effort which is for the decreasing of unwholesome mental states that have arisen. That's right effort. And that effort which is for the preventing of unwholesome mental states that have yet to arise is right effort. And that effort which is for the bringing into being of wholesome mental states that have not yet arisen is right effort. And that effort which is for the maintaining of wholesome mental states that have arisen is right effort. It's a bit convoluted, but it's actually very, very clear once you get your mind around it. And when the Buddha defines it, it's all around the actual state of the mind, the mental states. It's not about, you know, how diligent you appear externally or how much you flog yourself. That is about right effort. It's about attending to the quality of the mind, wholesome, unwholesome, and how you relate to the, say, the unwholesome or unskillful states, whether one supports them, buys into them, exacerbates them, and similarly with wholesome mental states. How do we encourage those wholesome mental states to arise, bright states of mind? How do we encourage them? How do we maintain them without clamping down or shutting down or worrying? That in itself is an unwholesome mental state. So in dealing with pain, pain is it's really helpful to be able to pay attention and see the difference between the physical sensation and the mental association with pain. Because the physical on physical sensation of pain is oftentimes telling you something like, I'm tired, I want out of here, or something is stressed, something is this is a warning, dummy, trying to get your attention. So there's many levels on the physical side. What is it? Some of it's bearable. Some of it's maybe isn't necessary to be bearing. You know, something it needs to be adjusted or dealt with or ameliorated in some way. So that then, but then on the mental level, what is the reaction? What is the addition to it? What is the levels of fear or aversion that come, because pain can be very threatening. And it can be all, it can also be very useful. It definitely gets our attention. So then there's an immediacy that can be there. So you can even use pain to really come up against it and challenge the mind, and challenge the assumptions that we have, bring a certain urgency to practice. So there's different ways. One needs to be balanced, and one needs to see, okay, what is a genuine kind of call of distress that needs to be heeded, and what is it that we can just be, say, patient with, or just to bear with the pain and then direct attention to the mind itself. Or sometimes with pain, just directing attention to the physical sensation of the pain. And sometimes one can absorb into the pain, and the mind can be very, very peaceful. And then it's like you can just be inside the sensation, and the mind becomes very cool and bright. And it's, there's many ways of responding, and it's a very interesting aspect of practice. But I mean, one of the things having physical bodies, and you know, we're always going to experience some sort of pain, and we can learn a lot about how much we expect, or how much we push, or how much we worry, or how much we fear, through seeing our reactions to pain. Something that is very, it's natural, just having pain is a natural part of the human condition. And we do need to be, you know, just learning how to deal with it skillfully. But I think one of the things is, you know, to actually sort of gaining confidence that pain can be, it can be worked with. And you know, there's things that are, you know, can be, there's a point where, you know, the working with it is maybe backing off, resting, doing something. At other times it could be just going into the pain. That's when I was for many years of my early monastic life, that was a fairly constant feature of meditation. Was this pain, illness, injury, and I had the opportunity I had to use it. I had to become familiar, and I found it's held me in good stead.